Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hello, welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. We're now starting the second part of our question and answer session with the rest of our group. Okay, so did you guys want to start...
And there was much rejoicing.
Did you want to start first with the in-character questions or end with the in-character questions?
Doesn't matter to me. I think we should end with them because that way we're in-character.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and go round robin around the table. So Xander's first. Go ahead and roll a d12 and find out which question you get.
10.
Page 3.
I'm flipping pages. Radio.
Oh, you don't know the answer to this one.
That's hard.
Is that a game mechanic from one?
That's a mechanic.
Yes.
Question.
And my so the question.
Then we answered that one in the previous podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
Roll again.
Good, because you were probably not going to get the right answer.
Actually,
from
we should
me.
Skip 9 and 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
skip.
Right.
Yeah.
12. Okay. So the question is, what do you think about the new inspiration system, an advantage and disadvantage? Well, I like the inspiration system only because I felt in 4th edition, it didn't really give you any incentive to roleplay, and this really does, because, you know, it's very useful to roll 2 dice. And with disadvantage and advantage, I also really like it because, unlike circuit games, where you sit for an hour calculating, you know, what buffs you'll get, and then you can attack, this is just, you have an advantage or a disadvantage.
It makes me feel about me.
This was my question!
both of you get to answer.
Both of you guys get to answer, too, so.
No, I'll just give it.
And Jocelyn, too, if she wants, because, she emailed it.
We paraphrased.
Yeah, oh, okay.
No, I read her email.
So what do you think
straight.
About it?
Yeah. Or I can roll for a different one.
Oh, no, what do you think about the inspiration?
Nothing to add except what Xander said, so good job.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, we all agree.
I remember those taking an hour to calculate all your plus twos and plus ones.
No one
5 out of 5 gamers agree.
Yes, we concur.
Okay, go ahead and roll another question.
My turn.
What about D12?
Just answer that one.
One.
This
is the loneliest number. This is a gym question.
Yeah,
not even a question. It's kind of a statement.
No, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one we already kind of covered with
the
editing.
Does the,
5.
That's a good
What role playing system do we prefer? Well, I'm currently running Storyteller, which I'm a big fan of, Demon the Descent, and I'm a big fan of Savage Worlds. So, you guys. What do you think?
You also do Numenera, right?
Yes, I do. I love
that. Yeah,
how
was that?
That's very good.
My favorite, I would have to say, is Old World, World of Darkness, because it's very fun.
Because you like variable dice pools with variable numbers? That's your favorite part.
I also like being an awesome vampire.
You do.
We may have to do a Masquerade one, given it a fair shot, because...
I've got the original one.
Or a Sabbat one.
No.
I'm a White Wolf fan, too. I've played a lot of White Wolf games. I run with another group. I swear I'm not cheating on you all.
way
Currently.
They were my first group. We mostly run White Wolf games, and we're doing like a mashup of all the gaming systems in the Dresden universe right now, which is really fun. When I've run games, I've done Unhallowed Metropolis, which is like a zombie steampunk game that I really like.
Cool. Yes.
And then I've done Victoriana, which is another steampunk game. I'm less familiar with it. I've only run it once, but I liked Unhallowed Metropolis a lot, even though it's super killy and people die all the time.
And
killy.
And
you have to hire people to watch bodies.
For those at home, I'm pointing to Gary. We are currently in a LARP for Vampire, Old World Vampire. So.
Really? Yeah, I want to see pictures of you two as you're LARPing.
I so want to see that.
Do you wear capes?
No. No capes.
No.
These are old school.
But when I have a character that will wear a cape, I am going to wear the I will flourish that cape.
You will flourish.
He was going to put it like
these are modern vampires anyway, so people wear ties and stuff.
Trench coats.
Well, I wear a leather jacket.
No, that's 90s with trench coats.
And soon I will have two sledgehammers.
Well, enough about us. What other games systems do you
play? Oh, we've already answered.
This is
part two.
There can never
pretty
be
much
a,
part one week we
okay.
covered.
There can never be enough.
So now it's in character,
yeah,
Xander?
We'll go ahead and Xander, I think. Or you guys can just go through and from the top if you want.
Yeah, number two. What do you guys think of music while gaming? Yes, no, maybe so?
I believe when it's good, it helps set the mood. When it's bad, it'll be like a slow song during an action sequence. Or if you're blasting the music, it can distract people. But so keep it like kind of quieter
meetings.
And have it be what's happening.
Like yeah.
That's words.
Yeah, I always try to use
it as words.
A, yeah. Okay.
I'm a big fan of music while gaming. My other group. I love them too. I love both of these groups.
No, I mean, you've known them for long.
I know your other group. I've had potluck with them, and
yeah.
We love them too.
Yeah, I've been gaming with them for like 8 or 9 years.
Go Conrad Con.
Then we are the mistress.
We a lot of times the GM will have us do like character discs. Or, I guess, MP3, flash drive, thumb drive, whatever, that technology stuff. And we'll make, like, a CD, a playlist of character-driven songs, and then he'll throw those into the rotation.
So you
that's
can
really
get
fun.
Down in character.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm write that
yeah.
down.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember how Jim had us for our first Scion characters? We had to pick our theme music, mm-hmm. our song.
Mine was
which
pretty
which I could
easy.
Never get to come up on the rotation.
No,
so was
that.
But that was just her.
If you didn't know, I played a Blues Brothers Scion of Hell, and I had Blues Brothers on.
With only one L.
That's awesome.
That would win out.
Which
yeah.
is cool. Okay. So
okay, number three is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to do number three? Xander?
Out of character three?
Yep.
Okay, so you all seem incredibly comfortable with each other, which helps make
your
the
skin
podcast
is so
enjoy.
Soft. He puts the lotion on.
Puts the lotion on the body, or else it gets the hose again. How long have you been gaming together, individually or as a group?
Well Jocelyn's been gaming forever with her group. I don't care about that anymore.
Let's just talk
but
about
we're
her.
Not that group.
But I love you all too.
I want to say we've gained as a group like 3 years?
Yeah.
Three years.
With a year
yeah.
break
yeah.
almost between like 2 years, year break. And
snippets.
And then if the question individually is how long have we been gaming, I've played since
no, it's just together.
Well, it says individually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, you could. You
so
could.
Individually, I've been gaming since I was 5.
Knee high to a grasshopper.
Yeah. That's awesome.
A little baby Xander.
Which is why he is so good at it.
Actually, yeah.
And it was an accident because we went in a gaming store to get a non-gaming product and we saw people playing the old Pathfinder.
Really?
It was called Arcanus then, Living Arcanus. Mm-hmm.
So. And yes, of course, I did play as a barbarian. And I have lots of fun.
That's a good class for a 5-year-old.
That's
yeah.
a great
it
one.
Because
yeah.
literally, this
it's
is what
bam.
I had. This is literally what I had to do. I hit him with my axe.
No, also, you like have the old school Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Yeah.
The little boy was the barbarian.
That's
no,
right. You have to role play.
Please, please.
I hit him with my axe.
You didn't have a little baby unicorn.
So I think Xander answered for everybody because. That's a true statement, right?
Yeah.
We've
yeah,
gamed with you for 3 years, but you've only gamed with us for a year.
Special man.
Like we said on part one, though,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it just happened. We knew Johnson outside of the mm-hmm. game, but Jim found you guys through the meetup site.
Through Craigslist.
Stuff.
Which
yeah,
were a different time.
Calls are a good time. And I got something else.
Which one did you go? We got
Craigslist for all of your gaming needs.
I still remember we were at a pizza place making characters.
Oh, yeah.
That was really the first
pizza. That place has great
Chariot
pizza.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Chariot's
pizza.
Oh, the one on Flowing Wells.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's the most
pizza
right
there.
problem, though, with the pizza is people, oh, okay, so you don't like onions. Well, there's no onions on the top, but tricks on you. Onions are at the bottom.
Well, we try now to get the, you know,
well, we do spend more time together.
Just the meat.
That's true.
I just feel like they wanted me to mistakenly eat the onions.
The gourmet.
So, yeah, I'm new to this.
They hid the onions.
And, but I think the reason that I fell right in is because I know Jim and Kelly and Carrie from steampunk, and we've been together from like the beginning of the Tucson Steampunk Society.
The rebirth.
From the geared flames. we glued gears on the flames. I don't know.
Thanks to the leadership of Jocelyn, our helmswoman, resurrected an almost dead group. To something that is so much fun.
Yeah, Jen and I had a really good time, sort of like, you know,
Also, she knows how to roleplay so much because of her other group.
Dad and I do a lot of improv, and I spend a lot of time actually in character at conventions, mm-hmm. and I haven't been to a convention as myself in a couple of years.
Yes, she you will often hear her referred to as Madame Miscube, actually dubbed by Carrie and I. so her persona, Madame Askew, who is awesome.
And at this point, we should enter shameless plugs for Wild Wild West Con, Phoenix Comic Con, Tucson Comic Con,
Tuscon, where you're running the
LARP,
RinCon, all the conventions.
But Wild Wild West Con is our steampunk convention, and it's held in Old Tucson, an old movie location, and Old West Town.
It's fantastic.
If you didn't know, more than two-thirds of this group is very into steampunk.
And we're working on converting the other members.
And I've dressed up once.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, at RinCon.
I did.
Don't worry, we're like the Borg, only we have tea and cookies. You too will join the collective.
That is
assimilated.
At RinCon is the local game, role-playing, collectible card game, miniature games.
All games. Board games, too.
That's actually coming up in October as well.
Zombie-killing games.
Actually, that's the first
where
place
Kelly
I
did her
ever.
First
who doesn't
want
to I know. I've never LARPed
who doesn't
before,
want to be a zombie?
So,
me, hello.
You,
zombie fear.
You guys need to come to our LARP.
Well, I actually...
I just
want to
kill
the
zombies.
Yes.
Shameless plug for Zerd, because I'm a zombie slayer, man.
Yep.
If I become a zombie, I failed in the zombie apocalypse.
Well, I love playing as the super zombie. Because, I've got a weapon.
Are you going to RinCon this year then?
Yeah.
He's running a game where you play super zombies.
Well, superheroes against zombies.
I keep going off on a tangent.
Yeah.
It's basically, I'm doing the heroes and
I remember
of that.
When we played a game with you and you two wouldn't play because you were at the costume place.
Yeah.
We were the only ones to play with him.
Oh, no, I
for the
was,
costume contest last year's RinCon?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were in a different...
Was Trevor with you at the time?
No.
Okay. This was...
It was the late night.
We were playing a different game. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. We were musketeers and we kicked butt.
Okay.
And if you guys want to LARP, come to Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, good shameless plug. Gary, you got any plugs? It's a great platform.
He's plugging.
This hair is all natural.
And it's delightful.
Thank you so much.
Hey, LARPing game run in the Camarilla city of Tucson.
Hey.
Okay. Okay,
let's see. What questions do we have left?
We have...
Number six.
Yeah.
Number six is a great one. Gary.
Number six. Number six, Jared. I do listen to other podcasts. I assume this is gaming related.
Yeah.
So,
or not.
Let's see. Fear the Boot, which is really good. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's one
I'm
of the best.
I mentioned Wormwood.
Fear the Boot. Wormwood is awesome.
Wait, is that the Wormwood I know?
Yes.
Yep.
Wormwood is awesome.
Yeah. I also, what else do I listen to? I've got my little podcast list here. I'd recommend Fandible because we're pretty good, but these guys are incredible role players. They do actual play also. And then, let's see. Narrative Control, which is also really good. I think that's it. No, I listened to a whole bunch of others, but I don't want to take up the whole evening.
That's a couple of those I haven't ever
heard. Role-playing public radio with Ross.
Oh,
yeah, that's
radio.
Actually really
that's very
too.
Good.
I limited it to just my top five.
Yep.
And for me, do I listen to other podcasts? I don't listen to this one. Just kidding, I do.
Okay.
But I listen to comedy podcasts, but no role-playing ones.
You should listen to more role-playing ones.
Well, I always end up judging.
Look, apparently, I can't comment. Okay. I want to hear you guys answer number eight.
Number eight.
Okay.
What's number eight?
But you have to do it in the voice of a Japanese schoolboy.
What is your favorite moment in the game? Because we already answered ours.
Okay, well, this is pretty simple.
Okay.
Torturing him.
So I seem to remember a certain goblin that...
Poor Splug.
That he seemed... His group of goblins were messing with my character's path of where he, you know... And he mercilessly tortured this goblin for information. I had lots of fun doing that, and I loved
scary.
And I loved the elf that has no intimidation rolling a natural 20.
That was epic. That was the least scary guy in the group became the scariest guy in the group.
I'm scary. I'm salty and scary.
Salty and scary.
I am the evil rogue. I am scary. I imagine you shouting this on a mountain of skulls. Lightning rain.
Actually, I have a picture.
A little rainbow going over. Right?
I have a picture of a gnome standing on top of a tauren, a dead tauren, going, that's right. When even, what was the caption?
Even small races are taller than someone with zero hit points.
Nice.
Damn straight.
Da, da, da.
Skippy.
Okay.
Okay, Gary, what was your favorite moment so far?
I don't know. The train wreck, that was our initial
that's what we
foray
said.
Into the cave.
The bocce.
Amazing.
The loud jumper.
Until you showed
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, bocce.
Pretty much until
and it all friends. Began. It all began.
Until Lady Quillen showed up, and then we were...
It all began with Brain's scream.
Which is hysterical, because I'm pretty stuffed.
And I love that I was... I got some karma and a taste of my own medicine. you fumbled. Natural one.
That was our favorite part. We have to say
when one strike back.
And now it's funny. Rereading my character, I realized I could have re-rolled that one.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to settle for that. She has something called
I'm lucky.
So to all the listeners out there, they not only botched. They didn't know their character well enough to know that they didn't botch.
So it was a double botch.
Hey, I do my character, and I definitely botch.
No, actually, you could have rolled another perception roll. Yeah, and see, so that's what Jim said.
Does your character have perception for elves?
Just make sure.
Yes, I do have perception.
Especially if you're playing a pickup game or a pre-rolled character. Make sure you read the fine print. But still, that makes it even funnier.
Okay.
It has to be high and hilarious.
Right, we had a good time with that.
Perception.
We lived. Yes, we had
a
fantastic time.
Hey,
we're not only going to live, people. We're going to kick some goblin booty.
So I did know my character.
My favorite moment, I think when I acquired a goblin as a pet.
Silken cord.
Using Chi-Chi, my handmaiden, my 6'3" handmaiden, who's terribly fabulous.
Shoulders.
Very broad shoulders, Chi-Chi. And she has a
prominent Adam's apple.
she's quite good with silk scarves. I don't know where she keeps them all. But I'm delighted to have a goblin pet.
And remember, if you want to trade him, negative reinforcement.
And all the Neverwinter nobility may start a fad of having pet goblins now.
I think I'm going
to
dress
him
in ornating outfits.
You're not going to go bathroom in the litter box. I'll call the salt elf to burn you. And then slap him right there. And he'll do.
Or the rogue would be happy to, you know, give him some more, you know,
pointers.
Acupuncture.
More pointers.
Do you want to end up like your only friends that were in this world?
Oh. Those were his real friends. We're his friends.
That's
I'm his friend. He
used to do I'm not his friend.
It's called Stockholm syndrome.
You feed him biscuits.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Right, it looks like last one we have.
Oh, he already answered this one.
Is
do you like the new system?
So far, it's a game mechanic question. So far, what do you like about the new system?
Well, I like, as I've already said, the inspiration system. And I also really like how cantrips are pretty, like, badass, because I remember when you were a wizard and you did something awesome, and then for the rest of the game you hit things with your staff.
I'd have to say I like the advantage-disadvantage mechanic. And the thing I'd add that no one's added before is the D20 system may be the most boring dice mechanic ever, because you just roll, that's it, one die. And so at least you're rolling two now and something interesting happens. So that's my other thing about the advantage-disadvantage.
Yeah, I love the advantage-disadvantage thing. It seems like it brings out more role-playing.
It's just better.
Which is nice, because I've played D&D like modules where there was no space to be a character. You were just spending all of your time juggling dice, which is kind of boring.
Juggling dice and playing numbers.
Yeah.
I played a game where the GM actually discouraged it. Like, you roleplay, he just ignores you.
What?
Yes. Yeah. It
was a war game rather than a role-playing
game.
Exactly. Yeah.
There are players that prefer that. There are GMs.
So those would be role,
R-O-L-L. Versus the R-O-L-L.
There are
players.
If you can't see at home, I'm using air
quotes.
Because I don't think they're actually playing the game.
they're just playing their version of it. Which,
and you know what?
Which is, it's a
and
lot.
And you know what? Their version is incorrect.
Oh, it's only his way.
Shots fired. And you know
the
what?
The gauntlet done been thrown.
You guys at home? Yeah, yeah. You're in on the joke now. And no one else knows I was doing air quotes, except you do. We have something now.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and jump into the in-character
Step into character, ladies and gentlemen.
Bring up the fourth wall. Bring down the mask.
The salt elf.
The salted
elf. Feel free to get your accents on.
I know. I can answer yours, number three, Xander. I was wanting to see how flies work, so I began pulling off their wings.
Yeah, for chaotic good. He's a little on the knee.
Literally. It says, laws are great as long as they help me get knowledge. The law of I shouldn't have tortured him would not have helped me get knowledge.
But it kind of could solve the moral law still.
Yes.
It's just the laws of...
And, you know, one person's morality is another person's psycho.
Sure.
Do we want to go ahead and start with Lady Coraline?
No, we don't want to.
No. You're not channeled yet?
I'm not there yet. I need
Chi-Chi, she needs some tea.
Yes. Chi-Chi, bring me some tea.
And a cushion.
I'll do mine, which is, so the question is, Thrain, as a cleric out in the field, what do you find the biggest challenge is to maintain your faith? Do you ever long for the simpler times as an acolyte in the temple, or whatever period the novices of your faith progress through? Okay, so I would say in character, the dwarves, as you know, are a predictable people, enjoy the mines, the things of the earth, their homelands. They don't travel much, so... As a cleric of the Wanderer, I gain more by being abroad. However, it is occasionally the moral quandaries staring at Xander's character that disturb me the most.
Okay. I'll go. So the question is, it is clear that you are engaged in a work-study program.
To enhance
your knowledge and improve yourself. As such, I realize you are trying to dig every kernel of knowledge from the experience. Your time is valuable. Still, if you can spare a moment, would you share with us your happiest childhood memory?
A long time.
I had a book, and someone knocked it down. He was one of those mages that believe you learn only from experience, not dusty old tombs, and, I was extremely angry, probably the most mad I have ever been. I felt like he was insulting what I believe in, so I just felt, and I picked my book up, I just felt the anger course through me, and closed my eyes, and when I opened them, well, he did not walk straight, and he always had that twitch.
So this dark side of yours started pretty young, huh?
Did you have cookies?
This was in reform school, actually.
Elf reform school. And you seem to have difficulty holding on to books.
Yeah. Really. And local childhood pets disappeared.
I know, it's because your fingers are pruny from all the salt water, right?
It is.
I get it.
The salt water of the tears of his victims.
Really?
And that's how he's going to salt the earth. The tears of the widows.
Aww.
I remember.
Wait,
but he's good.
No, I remember.
There can't be any widows.
He's good-ish.
There can't be any widows. They're not dead yet.
Okay. Jocelyn?
You, Lady Corlin. I'm not quite in character yet. You'll have to give me a moment. Takes a while to dredge up the corner.
Just remember, you're better than everyone.
You are quite the industrious and capable woman. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Well, 10 years is a very long time, and I'm pretty certain that I could accomplish great things, but I have my priorities. I have goals that must be met, because I am sort of the paternoster, if you will, of my family at this point, though I obviously am not a pater. I'd be more of a mater, and I haven't done that yet. But we're just ignoring that small glitch in the analogy. I do hope that I shall be able to restore my family to its rightful place, a place of wealth, and taking care of those who so desperately need us to take care of them, to guide them to better things. Our poor, poor servants, our poor vassals who have been thrown to the winds, who now need us to create a bastion of serenity and servitude.
They need you to think their thoughts for them.
Well, yes, they do need me to think their thoughts for them, because they can't be trusted with them themselves. And they need something to do, because they're so bored just scraping at the dirt, growing things they're here to eat. I don't know, I believe they clean their homes periodically. It's terrible. So my hope...
As long as they're cleaning hers with more regularity.
Well, I can show them the way that a home should be clean, and they can take those skills back to their tiny little abodes.
But
and
they
then
get
I believe
to visit
they
every month.
Really polish things to a fine sheen that way. And this is a service I can provide, my family can provide, and I hope also that there will be great joy and peace in our new little, you know, state that will rule with a soft iron fist. Gloves softly.
A velvet gauntlet.
That from your other group.
Yeah, usually I play more evil with the other group, so...
Oh, well, okay, cool.
Lawful, neutral, I'm not really sure.
This is your touchy-feely side.
It's so soft and friendly.
Well, I can see her as one of those English people right before World War II that was siding with the Nazis. They were very orderly, you know?
In a special kind of way.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they got stuff done.
I just want to point out that I'm wearing a Cthulhu fez today.
And it's adorable.
Very handsome.
Thank you.
And it's all green.
I believe it's Cthulhu.
And it goes
so well
with your cardigan.
Yeah, I coordinate with my fez. My makeup normally goes, but it's a podcast, so you'll just have to manage.
Fez is cool.
Fezes are cool.
Fezes
rock.
Yes.
Okay, so this concludes our part two of the Q&A session. And we're going to get on with some gaming.
So, wearing that vest, do you think you can pronounce Cthulhu Fatagan better? Or?
No,
I don't know. No, I think I need more of the appropriate
because I can feel my soul ripping apart. As I
oh,
said
can
that.
You?
The important question is, under the fez, do you feel the tentacles actually getting into your mind?
Oh, there are definitely...
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends.
And there was much rejoicing.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. There was much rejoicing. Yeah. We have returned.
We all lived! Right.
Always a pleasure. And I got it down.
It was kind of close there for a moment for Lady Coraline, but she just pulled into her noble resilience and just got back on her feet.
It's the hair.
She's a noble woman of her own means.
Cool. She don't need no man.
You have just defeated the Balrog leader of these goblins, Clarg.
I thought he was
more like Clank.
Balrog, where did I get that from? If that was the case, then you shall not pass this.
I was about to say,
damn brothers,
you shall not pass. Fly, you fools!
As much as I celebrate my success, where are my damn cousins?
Yeah.
Oh, you love the worry of your cousins.
I'm gonna look
for it. Like, yes, we must save. We must save Gundersen.
If we had gone against Gundren, we would have not made it.
Gundren and the human too, if they hadn't gotten those foul pieces.
Okay, so you guys have taken about an hour's reprieve in here.
I feel much better.
Recouping yourselves, going through the supplies. Okay.
Restocking.
I assume we've dried off, rations. Right? From the,
yes. From the soaking. It's the nice thing about the fire. And the halfling has, you know, while resting, taken a tally of the money and divided it up and given everyone their shares.
And I did it honestly.
She used proper math.
I would expect no less from you.
Hey, your aunt would be proud.
Yes, she would.
I can't wait to see
that. That. She may become the treasurer for a fiefdom that Our Lady runs.
Is that the aunt that makes the, okay, the honey
biscuits? Onward, there was the other cavern to explore. Oh, that's right, yeah. There's a bridge.
Come on, Frank, it's time.
Okay. Well, he's still shy and would prefer to stay there. You may want to, like, crate him.
We'll come back and get him.
Okay. Because you'd hate to say the wrong thing and have it bite you. It's not moving.
No, he's not moving yet.
Okay, so where are you guys heading?
We're going to head that way.
Over the bridge was.
Over the, okay. See, right there.
Come back into the room with the waterfall that's all loud. Exactly. And what is the order of you guys?
I'll make a new coin for anybody that wants it.
Well, we
a
can
new
go that
glowy,
way.
Glowy coin?
We don't have to go that
How
way.
How long does that glowy last?
An hour, but I can make more than
They're
one.
They're unlimited.
You want one?
Well, there's only one.
I know.
I'll take one of the coins she gave me.
You can only make one at a time.
So. Yeah, but I'll take one of the coins.
They left it in the middle of the room.
Oh,
nobody
it went
out.
It was a copper.
I'll take one of the coppers glowing, and I'll light it up again.
Hey, they left it behind.
I left it so you could see.
Wayfair, guide our way. Make sure I said
blinky, blinky. He literally left it in the
Okay, so coming across this bridge here, who's going to go in what order?
Well, I shall take points.
I'll be behind.
I'll be middle. Let him, yeah.
I'll be behind Dwarf.
And I am behind. Well, then if you're behind the Dwarf,
no.
I'll be behind you.
No, you can be behind Dwarf.
I will be behind Thrain then.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay, so you guys are.
Well, no, I want to go before. Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
You want to be in
Do
front?
You want to be talking
to
death?
We go.
You want to be in front? Go for it.
No, I want to be at least in the middle. I want to be in the back.
You want
to be in the middle. Then between me and the dwarf, then I shall protect you.
I don't want to be in the back.
Now, remember, you can.
Well, you two are jostling for position.
Naturally stealthy.
Then go
what are you looking for?
I was looking
but you
for
can't be stealthy if you're with us. You have to
yes.
go. You have to be on your own, really, to be stealthy.
She should be. Yeah,
like I don't have that
halfling.
Her need for community is warring with her natural
stealthiness. Obscured by a creature that is at least one size larger than
Yeah, that's why I want to be in the middle.
Okay.
So where in the middle are you going to be?
I'd be behind me and the dwarf.
Okay. I want to be in the back.
Too late.
Oh, back of the bus.
That's why we brought
person.
Wow.
Racist.
That was bad.
Okay, so what happens?
Okay, so you guys are
moving forward.
Heading this
Go.
Way.
Go. Onward! We haven't the time to lose.
Okay. So you're walking across the rickety goblin bridge that you think it might be smart for you guys to take it one at a time, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
Good
okay.
enough.
No, everyone
safety first.
Okay, because it was basically made like
for goblins by goblins.
Has no problem walking across. It was made for small races. You know, those of you who are of the larger persuasion, and by large I mean medium,
creak.
It creaks a lot on you. Okay, so you've gotten across the bridge and you're going down a hallway. But once you get to here, you notice there is bright light coming down from this area.
Can we hear anything?
Is this the light at the end of the tunnel?
There's light. I'll go sneak.
Have we died?
Is this heaven? There's light. I'll go sneak. She's sneaking.
Let her sneak.
I'm going to try and sneak in and try and get a lay of the peek at the room, the lit room ahead, just so I can see.
Okay. You know. So go ahead and give me a step. So you're motioning for them to...
Do we see, like, a fire causing the light?
Yeah, you can see that there's obviously, it looks like, at least one or two fires in this room.
I have a plan.
Oh, boy.
Can I help?
Actually, I got a 16.
Yay!
16. That's good, actually.
Yeah. Okay, you believe that that's pretty good.
Uh-oh. You believe that that's pretty good.
So when you get to the wall right here and you peek around, you notice that obviously this room is occupied. Inside, you find a few goblins sitting there playing with something that looks like a weapon in a scabbard. It looks like probably a sword.
Like a sword that's too big for them?
Yes.
Like a human
sword? That's too big for them, yes.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.